Welcome back. You are watching or listening to Running. Right now we're about to meet the Republican candidates for Lieutenant Governor, and let's get to them right away, starting with Eddie Burke, who will give us a one-minute opening statement. The other candidates will follow. Mr. Burke.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you to the viewers out there at KAKM. It's such an honor to be here. As I traveled across the state from Ketchikan to Juneau, back to Anchorage, up to Barrow and down to Fairbanks and across over to Tokoe and Delta, and all across the valley, I've met you, and I've had the great opportunity to hear what you have been saying. And you've been talking about the problems of Alaska, but mostly you've been talking about the beauty. And when I attended the Ted Stevens funeral, I heard others from around this nation talk about the beauty of this state and all what it has to offer. I mean, there's so many economic opportunities, from the vast resources to the children who grew up here. As a father of four and a grandfather of three, my wife and I understand that Alaska is an engine that needs to be fueled with economic opportunities and resource development. We need to build a road to Nome and a road to Juneau. And let's ask the environmentalists to get out of the way and allow you and I and our families to prosper. You know, I was in the chief of staff of the Alaska State Legislature. I helped work on those issues, providing jobs, building Alaska's resources, and developing all what Alaska has to offer. It's such a great state, and we heard that from senators around this nation just recently, and I'm glad that I have an opportunity to live here with you.
Thank you, Eddie Burke. Now let's meet Bob Lupo.
Hi, Bob Lupo here. I'll be 70 years old in January. I know I don't look at it. It must be something I'm doing right. I've lived in Alaska for 30 years. I served in the military, U.S. Air Force and U.S. Navy during Vietnam, Alaska Army National Guard during Desert Storm, and retired U.S. Army in 1996. I hold three college degrees, majoring in electronics, philosophy, and anthropology. I taught electronics for the University of Alaska for 9 years at Matsu College. I am the chairman of the Veterans Party of Alaska, the Future Veterans Party of Alaska. And I've just been appointed the emergency coordinator for Eagle River in the ham radio arena. Been a ham radio operator for 53 years. Worked in the communications, nuclear, and space arenas most of my life.
Thank you, Bob Lupo. Welcome, Jay Ramers.
Thank you. What a privilege to be here. My name's Jay Ramers. I'm a born and raised Alaskan. I've been in the private sector for 25 years. I made a payroll for 250 Alaskans every 2 weeks. I've served in the Alaska State Legislature for three terms, once as the co-chair of resources, twice as the chair of judiciary. I've had an opportunity to see Alaska through the lens of private sector, and I've seen Alaska through the lens of the legislature. I've seen laws made from the top down, they often miss the mark, and I've seen laws that come from the bottom up. I'm very excited about running for the position of Lieutenant Governor because I believe that the Lieutenant Governor can create a round table and bring people around that table. And whether the matter is trade within the state or connecting with the Pacific Rim nations for trade there, it's a great opportunity for the Lieutenant Governor going forward, and I hope to fulfill that promise.
Thank you, Representative Ramirez. Now let's welcome Meet Treadwell.
Thank you, Michael Carey, and thank you, KAKM, for hosting this event. It's been an exciting summer for me and my family. We've made many new friends during the campaign, some of whom are on this stage tonight. I've lived here in Alaska 33 years. I have three children. I was widowed in 2002. These kids have raised me well. I've worked in public sector jobs, and I've worked in private sector jobs, including creating new businesses that show the high-tech opportunity that we have here in Alaska. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor because, like Mount McKinley, we've got mountainous challenges facing us right now. We need to restart our economy, and we need to stand up for our rights. The oil pipeline has fueled our economy for many years, yet as we sit here, it's one-third full. And we need to have a tax and leasing and royalty policy that makes us competitive. We have to stand up to Washington and make sure that Mr. Obama works with us to fill up this pipeline. And we also have to work to protect families, and that's why I'm supporting Proposition 2 in this election.
Thank you, sir. Now we'll go to the section of the show where the candidates get to ask one another questions. Candidate Bob Lupo, will start with you. The question should be something like 30 seconds. The person you question will have a minute to respond. You'll have a minute for a rebuttal, and then they will have a few seconds for a final response. So please pick one of your opponents and ask them a question.
I'll pick Mr. Ramos.
Okay.
I think that the Alaska Railroad should be expanded to connect with Canada and thereby get the goods for Alaska imported and keep the prices down. I understand if that was in effect, we would have about a 50% reduction in the price of propane. Also, doing that particular project, we would create many, many jobs, so that would put the people in Alaska to work. I'd like to know what your opinion is about that.
Thank you, Bob. Bob, the Alaska Railroad is a tremendous engine for the state of Alaska. Great piece of infrastructure, much like our airports. And although a railroad to Canada is an ambitious project, I think we would likely find it cost prohibitive for Alaska at this point. The opportunity for a rail or a road to Nome has been studied and continues to be an option for the state. Presently, the railroad is beginning a loop to Port McKenzie, which is a very exciting opportunity to open up an industrial port that would connect Alaska as a trading partner with the Pacific Rim for large industrial projects like aggregate and limestone. So I agree with you. Growth for the Alaska Railroad is terrific. I'm not certain that a railroad to Canada will prove economic.
Your rebuttal, sir.
As far as the economics, once it's in place, if we look at the Old West, it wasn't really economical when they put the railroads into the Old West. But as time passed, and more towns were developed, and the industries started developing, then it became economically feasible to look at that particular project. So I'm looking at it in the long run. It's going to cost money in the beginning, but I was thinking maybe we could offer a bit of the railroad to every Alaskan citizen, maybe in the form of bonds or actually as an ownership, part of an ownership to the railroad, to look at an investment for the future where they would actually be investing in our own state.
Representative Ramers, you have a few seconds, 15 seconds.
Thank you. Alaska has time and money right now. We have some dry powder, but we must choose wisely. I think Susitna or an in-state gas pipeline is a better risk opportunity for the state of Alaska.
Okay, it's your opportunity to continue and ask a question of one of your opponents.
Thank you. I'd like to ask Eddie Burke a question. Mr. Burke, I'm proud to support Lisa Murkowski for the United States Senate. I know that you've been very vocal on the campaign trail that you support Joe Miller. I'm not certain where Mr. Lupo or Mr. Treadwell is on that point. I think it says a lot about each of us to demonstrate support for the most important position in the state of Alaska, United States Senator. What do you have to say about that?
Eddie Burke, your response, please.
Well, I worked with Lisa Murkowski in the Alaska State Legislature when I was a chief of staff. Let's be honest about it. Lisa Murkowski is a liberal Republican. Joe Miller is a constitutional conservative. He sticks up for the Second Amendment. He stands with Alaska on resource development. He hasn't had this bailout attitude. He stood up for Alaska, and he stood against the big government liberal spending that Lisa Murkowski has. Let's just face it again. I worked with her in the legislature. Therefore, unequivocally, Joe Miller, if you're a conservative, he's got the pro-life endorsement, as I have earned, and that means a lot to me that he's earned that endorsement, and therefore, that's the reason why I'm supporting him. And I was hoping maybe some other candidates would fulfill and tell Alaskans who they support for the United
Jay Ramers
States
for rebuttal.
Thank you. When I make a commitment to a person or a cause, no one has to wonder whether I will stick with that person. I have watched Senator Murkowski mature since 2002, her subsequent election, and as she stands for election now. I like her values. I like the leader that she is for Alaska. I like that she's homegrown. I like the fact that she's the ranking member on the Energy Committee and has a seat on Appropriations. When the Republican Party retakes the United States Senate, I expect her to propel Alaska forward. And I am proud to be unwavering in my support for Lisa Murkowski. I have as a registered Republican since age 18, yet to vote for anyone but a Stevens or a Young or a Murkowski, and I'm proud of that.
Your final thoughts, Eddie Burke.
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, again, it goes back to what you believe. Does government have a large role in your life? I think Joe Miller believes, like Ronald Reagan said, you know, government's not often the answer. It's the problem. Lisa Murkowski thinks that government is the answer. I disagree with her.
Okay, we're out of time.
I think it's the wrong choice.
We're out of time, Eddie. We need to go to Mead Treadwell, and he has an opportunity.
Thank you. My question's for Jay Ramirez. And Jay, we've been on the trail now all summer. We've been friends for a long time. But I think we disagree on the role of the lieutenant governor. In your advertising, you criticized me for saying, Mr. Obama, fill up this pipeline. And you had an ad that said, let the lawyers fight the feds. And I'm just wondering, what kind of leadership is that? I don't know any lawyer who has a good lawyer without a good client. And shouldn't Alaskans stand and fight for ourselves?
Darn right we should stand and fight for ourselves. I won't apologize for what I said. We have an extraordinarily competent governor. We have a fantastic Department of Law and Attorney General. I've been in the legislature. We have signed and sent many resolutions that I have been proud to co-sponsor, attacking the feds, having our elbows out at every opportunity. I am for states' rights. I believe that Alaska must defend itself. We are a resource state. We must be freed from the shackles of the federal government to realize our potential. Lieutenant governors, check the job description. We're not built to fight the feds. We are built to do the duties as defined by the Alaska State Constitution and those assigned by the governor, and then the other opportunities that are afforded to us. We may not jump over two United States senators, a governor, and a competent Department of Law.
Mead Treadwell.
I don't plan to jump over any U.S. senators, but I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter what my job is. It could be sweeping the streets. As a citizen, I helped bring missile defense to Alaska, where we stood up the Clinton administration that didn't want to defend Alaska and Hawaii. I helped write the book that stimulated the Hickel lawsuits. I helped write the book that protected our rights under ANILCA with access and so forth. As lieutenant governor, you're there as a partner with the governor to help the state accomplish its agenda. And I believe we can do a very good job standing up to Washington, which is choking off new oil supplies for our pipeline.
Thank you. I believe that Mr. Treadwell sees this as a step to something else. But I think that there are many important things that can be done in the lieutenant governor's office. I'm quite focused on the duties that come to the lieutenant governor, and I want to fight the feds just like all Alaskans do.
Thank you, Mr. Ramirez. Eddie Burke, it is your opportunity now to ask a question.
Thanks, Michael. I want to know something. Would you support, or have you supported, any ordinance or legislation that would give homosexuals, transgender folks, the elevated to the same level as protection as African Americans, minorities, religion? Would you do that? Would you ever do that?
Eddie, I am a supporter of the Bill of Rights, as I know you are.
I didn't ask you about Bill of Rights. I asked you about, would you support the...
May
I finish the question? Certainly. I support the Bill of Rights. I believe that we are equal under the law. And I do not favor any ordinances for special rights. I have not supported any of those pending before the Anchorage Assembly. And once again, in this debate, you've been cutting and pasting my record. I've been a very strong supporter of conservative candidates, of Republicans. There are a couple of Democrats who have helped me and my family as my wife faced cancer. And I gave them a small amount of contributions, and a very small amount of contributions, did not support them as candidates for office.
Well, look, you can't keep giving people money, okay, when they support things that divide this community and are against your values. There's other things you can do for friends besides give them money for political races, because that money is nothing more than a co-conspirator in advocating, as Matt Klayman and Sheila Selkrag, the most liberal politicians, I think, in the entire state of Alaska. You continue to go around this state and tell people that you're conservative when, in fact, you've supported the Law of Sea Treaty. You have said that global warming is caused by humans. Diane Benson, a liberal Republican, said that she likes you if she wasn't in this race. You got endorsed today by the Anchorage Daily News. I mean, just think, when we used to, back in the 90s, when Michael Carey was an editor there, we used to say that getting endorsed by the Daily News was a kiss of death for a conservative. I mean, you've been endorsed by the state labor unions. I mean,
you're going to have to wrap it up, Eddie. So
Jay got endorsed by the NRA. I got endorsed by Right to Life, and you got the state employees labor union endorsement.
I have 15 seconds. This guy has cut and pasted my record. I'm proud of my record. The Daily News didn't endorse anybody today. They said it's a tight race between two guys, Eddie, and if we both flagged, maybe you'd be there. But the fact is, let's go to work for Alaska.
Okay, the host now has an opportunity to ask a question, and I'm just going to get right to it. We'll start with Jay Ramirez. What makes you the best candidate among the four people in this room? Why are you the superior choice in this race, given the men who are here?
These are good men, but I didn't come from the bureaucracy, nor did I come from academia. I've come from the private sector. I understand the regulatory burden that falls on our small businesses, and I recognize that we are an oil and gas state, but it is the small businesses across the state of Alaska that provide employment. I can give a voice to working Alaskans and to small business owners to propel Alaska forward so that it can create its own economy exclusive of the oil dollars that flow into the state's treasury. I understand the position of Lieutenant Governor. I am honored to be running for it. I hope to serve in that position and to give a voice to Alaskans.
Meet Treadwell.
I'm running for Lieutenant Governor because I believe a Lieutenant Governor can make a difference. I have made a difference as a citizen. I've started companies, one of which trades on the NASDAQ, one of which helped protect our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. I've started companies in Alaska. I'm very proud of my private sector experience of creating value. Alaska needs to diversify its economy, and I can bring that experience to it. I worked in government, basically to stand up for Alaska. As Deputy Commissioner of DEC, it's making sure we can bring decision-making home, not to cook the books, but to let Alaskans make the decisions on protecting our own environment. As Chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, I was asked by the President and the Secretary of State to go around the world in cases to help bring us together as an Arctic community, because it's so important. So 30% of the world's gas, 13% of the world's oil yet to be discovered is to be found inside the Arctic. The Arctic is very much a part of the future of Alaska, and I really just don't think you're characterizing it right, Jay, to say that I come from a bureaucracy. I've helped create businesses, I've helped, and I can work with people, and I'm not going to mischaracterize their record.
Okay. Eddie Burke, 1 minute, please.
All right. The reason I believe that I would do an excellent job is the next Lieutenant Governor is because one of the biggest reasons is I've been a small business owner. I understand what it's like to make a payroll, have things that go up and go down. I understand what it's like to be a father, be a grandfather, understand the workings of the Alaska State Legislature, especially in these times when resource development is at the utmost importance. You know, as we're working in the legislature and handling these different issues and trying to create resource development jobs, I think that brings me a lot of assets to it. Also, Mr. Lupo and I are the only veterans running and in this race, and I appreciate Mr. Lupo's service to his country, and I think that understanding our veterans, working for those veterans, is an important issue, and standing up for the life of the unborn.
Bob Lupo, 1 minute, please.
Well, I'm running because I'm hoping I can make a difference. Whether I get elected or not, I hope that my views will be looked at, and possibly I will be planting some seeds. If I am elected, I promise you that I will work very, very hard to fulfill whatever the requirements are, and I will do good by the state of Alaska. I would like to see more oil refineries, where instead of sending our oil outside, paying to transport it out, paying to process it outside, paying to bring it back in, why don't we have our own oil refineries within the state? We can create jobs with that. We can lower our fuel prices. These are things that we should look at.
Thank you, Bob Lupo. Now we're going to closing statements, and we'll start with Mead Treadwell, who has 1 minute.
You know, 33 years, something attracted me to Alaska. I was coming up with my grandmother, who was looking for a place to retire and do a retirement job. She moved to Ketchikan. I ended up moving to Anchorage. And I stayed here because I love the wild country, I love the adventure, I love the wilderness, but it was really the people. And there were people like Governor Hickel who believed in Alaska, who I wanted to work with. And he brought me on board, and as a result, I was very much a part of the one of the most dynamic times the state has seen. You know, we've lost many friends recently. We lost George Sullivan, we lost Wally Hickel, we lost Ted Stevens this week. But we Alaskans have to pick up where they left off. And we have to stand up for Alaska. We have to stand up for the dreams that they had and do three things. We need to fill our oil pipeline. We need to get to a deal on a gas pipeline. We need to diversify our economy. And we must never forget our families. Our families, government should not be getting involved in the family life the way it is. And that's why I'm a supporter of Proposition 2. We have to look out for our kids in the bush, where we have the highest suicide rate of any place in the nation. And as chair of the Arctic Research Commission, we were beating on the federal government to deal with that problem. I'm very proud to be an Alaskan. I look forward to serving you in the job as lieutenant governor, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
Jay Ramros, your closing statement, please.
Thank you. I agree with many of the things that Mead Treadwell says about resource development, except that I think he doesn't go far enough. Alaska must realize the potential of its natural gas supply. When the marketplace is ready, we will see a large diameter gas pipeline. But in the near term, we need to demonstrate a way and pursue an effort to bring natural gas to Alaskans. South Central is experiencing brownouts. The interior is still a diesel economy. We have great challenges in western Alaska. We need energy interties down in southeastern Alaska. Energy is the cornerstone of a healthy economy, along with the trained, educated workforce. If we want to bring our graduation rates up, if we want to make Alaska a better place, we need to elect people who understand the fact that we bring economies up like a rising tide. I look forward to being Alaska's next lieutenant governor with your help, with your vote, next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bob Lupo, 1 minute, please.
I stand by our good and very competent incumbents, Senator Lisa Murkowski, Congressman Don Young, and Governor Sean Parnell. They're good people. They're doing a really good job. And we should never judge individuals because of one particular item or two particular items that we disagree with. Remember, Abe Lincoln said, you can please some of the people all of the people, but you can't please all of the people all of the time. So look at these individuals as what they are. They are good, good people, and we should keep them in office. And as for myself, I will say, never judge anyone by the cut of their clothes or the length of their hair. You should look at what is in their heart. That's where it should make a difference. For God and Country, I'm Bob Lupo, your candidate for lieutenant governor.
And finally, let's hear from Eddie Burke.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you so much to the KKAM listeners out there and viewers. You know, it's often said when you know somebody, you won't have to worry about how they're going to vote. And tonight, one of the things that Mr. Treadwell said that I copy and paste. Well, I didn't copy and paste this letter right here from the Conservative Patriots group saying that he misled them. And so I didn't copy and paste that. Now, maybe they did, but you can ask them about it. So I don't copy and paste nothing, because what this election is about, ladies and gentlemen, is about trust and about who you can count on. You know, I come tonight with the Second Amendment behind me. I come tonight with the NRA giving me an A rating. I come tonight with the chairman of the Tea Party Express, the national organization, Amy Kramer, personally endorsed me. And for those of you out there that believe that's important, I hope you'll join me. Also, I've come tonight with the Right to Life endorsement, and that's something else that I'm proud of. And the Can-Do Conservatives have also. It's about liberty and freedom. It's about rights. Let me just say this real quickly in closing. Ronald Reagan said, liberty is never more than a generation away from failing. It's not passed in the bloodstream. You and I have to pass it on to our children. Thank you so much. I promise to do that.
Thank you, Eddie Burke.